Violence between intimate partners, most commonly perpetrated by men, is shockingly prevalent. The cases are very difficult for the criminal justice system to deal with, and there are ongoing challenges for survivors. Anne Sperry was a prosecutor for Essex County in Massachusetts. She was specifically trained for the domestic violence unit.
The victim might be living with the perpetrator, and if the case goes forward, the perpetrator might kick the victim out of the home. So then the victim has no home. If the victim has children, that becomes another level of challenge if they don't have a home. The perpetrator might be financially supporting the victim. Oftentimes these victims might be undocumented, so the perpetrator will threaten to call immigration on them. So as a prosecutor, it's a complicated situation because you want the perpetrator to pay for what they've done, but on the other hand, you need to be mindful that oftentimes, prosecuting a case puts the victim at more danger because it angers the perpetrator. If they don't go to jail, they're back out in the community and they might come after the victim. The only level of safety that a victim has in these cases is to get a restraining order. The judge will either issue it or not. Even if it is issued, that's a piece of paper.
Ted German is the director of training at Emerge, which was founded in 1977 and is the first abuser education program in the United States. He works with perpetrators to end violence in intimate relationships.
For the most part, overwhelming percentage of our clients we see in groups. There are a number of things that all abuser programs do, but we educate the abuser on different topics related to being abusive, definitions of abusive behavior, definitions that go beyond violence, physical violence, that include sexual abuse, psychological and emotional abuse, spiritual, as well as physical violence. We also do problem solving and challenging some of the ideas that support abusive behavior. This may sound strange, but abusive behavior is rewarding to abusers. They wouldn't do it if they weren't getting something out of it. And that sounds strange, that the infliction of pain can be beneficial, but you do get to at least be able to assert a certain form of power over the other person. When you've been on top, equality feels like a loss. Even if the other person is now equal with you, so you now feel like there's a loss there.
Unfortunately, survivors face an incredible amount of hardship. Here's a volunteer from a local domestic violence shelter. She chose to remain anonymous, but told me how she grew up in a third world country surrounded by violence in households and always wanted to do something about it.
These are regular people living regular lives. You know, you have your friends, your family, your children, your network. It's not an easy step to take to leave everything behind and start over. I think the more we destigmatize survivors is the first step. And I think accepting, uplifting them, kind of having empathy would be a great place to start. I think there needs to be more community-based organizations that go beyond the stopgap measure of, hey, I'm in an unsafe environment and I need a place to be at. Because what happens after? Like, how do you rebuild your life? How do you get the support? Oftentimes people are moved across the country to get away from a perpetrator. But I think anybody in a shelter for any amount of time, after the first kind of the fact that you're safe, you're thinking of where you're going to land and where you're going to be. But it, again, it's just not a good situation because most times it's survivors with the ones that have to leave because it's unsafe for them. So their lives are uprooted and it just feels very unfair.